Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings, bringing you the latest from some of the biggest names in music today. We've got a couple of guests who are joining us from their home where they've just encountered a power outage, but they've managed to make it through. We'd like to welcome Kat and Alex to the Voice of America and to Border Crossings. Great to have you guys.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Now, congratulations to you guys on, 20 million streams I was reading somewhere. You guys have been taking off like wildfire.
It's been going absolutely nuts since we've released how many times back in October. The support is absolutely incredible. It's mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. So, Kat, how did you get top billing? Was that an easy call because ladies first? Or, in the Kat and Alex team, how did you decide Kat was going to be first?
You know what? So when we were in the room for American Idol, Luke was like, hey, what would you guys call yourself if you wanted to be a real-life duo? And I looked at Alex and I was like, Kat? And then he said, and Alex?
And I was like, Alex.
And then he did that, so I don't know if it was by choice. I think it was just fate.
Yeah, even if you say like Alex and Kat, just don't sound right.
Doesn't sound right.
First, man,
Smart man. So, you guys met probably about a year ago. I guess it was the 2020 American Idol show when you actually started working together on ABC television here in the United States. And you find yourself as solo artists performing and competing. You were kind of going against each other for those final spots. So what is it that brought you two together as a partnership? Was there a romantic flame that drew you together? Was there we're so good musically and then the romance happened after? What's the story of Kat and Alex?
Man, it is this explosion of love, and that is for each other, and music that started back when we wanted to meet up to film a cover of Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper to put it on YouTube and other social channels. We met at a park for the very first time in person. There's a whole backstory to that, but let's just say that day pretty much changed the course of our lives altogether, because we ended up falling in love, writing music together, doing music. Like, our dates consisted of not only
filming covers and just getting to know each other. And I feel like music is the core of Kat and Alex and how we met and how we continue our love day in and day out.
Yeah,
that's great. That, to go from competitors to collaborators and fall in love. And now I guess you're married. You guys got married.
We did. We sure did.
Congratulations. And this will be a story for the ages. You'll be telling your kids and your grandkids. We met on a TV show.
Yeah, it's a pretty epic story for sure. And we can't even believe that it's real sometimes ourselves.
Now, when you put yourself out, I admire people who enter these TV shows because you're kind of really putting yourself out there. You're being criticized in front of 30 million viewers every time you're on. And that's kind of a humbling experience. And that's got to be also nerve-wracking to be on stage. You're doing your best. You're singing. It doesn't always work perfectly. And here you have these three icons, Lionel Richie, Katy Perry, and Luke Bryan. And they're saying you were good, you were bad, you this, that, and the other.
It's definitely nerve-wracking. It's a challenge. But you know what? At the end of the day, we're always working on our crafts. We're always perfecting. You're never going to really be perfect. So just take everything, in and just be like, hey, if they said I got to work on this, I'm going to go back into my room. I'm going to be working on it. And, just always strive for greatness and never take anything too personally. This is a craft. This is it's a showbiz. And at the end of the day, it's what we love to do. So we're always going to be working on it. And we're just going to keep doing it.
We're talking to Kat and Alex. And where are you right now? What city are you in?
We are in Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Nashville, which is your new home. And so how is this COVID thing affecting what you're doing? It puts the brakes on a lot of people's careers, but you guys managed to keep on putting out music.
Yeah, COVID, we definitely feel for everybody that's been affected by COVID. It's been a rough year for everybody. Even us, there were some patches that were tough. It has been a blessing in disguise. We were able to meet some very amazing people like Rob Beckham from the Artist Management Group, Will Overton and Ben Vaughn from Warner Chappell that ended up signing us on to publishing. And then Randy Goodman and his team over at Sony Nashville decided to bring us on as part of the label. So, we've been working around, it's a lot of Zoom writing. So getting on Zoom and doing writing sessions over the computer. Some of our favorite songs have been written on the computer through Zoom. So we've definitely, you know, learned to take lemons and make lemonade from this entire experience.
Well, I love it. I love it. You're going to do a single that you just put out recently that has done very, very well for you. I guess that's the first song that you're going to sing for us. If you wouldn't mind doing a song for us now, we'd love to hear some live music.
Absolutely. We would love to. Let's see. So this song is called How Many Times? It was written by Robin Collins and Jordan Reynolds. And it's basically just talking about how many times can your heart break till you just had enough.
Yeah, and how many times you can fight with the person or bad things can go on until you're just like, I'm done with this relationship, and you move on.
Yeah. We're going to give you a little twist on it, though. It's going to be sung in English, and at the very last chorus, we're going to give you a little bit of what we just call our Hispanic heritage.
A little bit of Spanish.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
How many times have I picked you up? How many miles have we put on that old truck? Got a second-hand reclaimer, but 100 times or more. How many times have we been bourbon drunk? How many last kisses, last time hookups? How many what are we doing, baby? We've been here before us. Tell me, how many times can a heart break? Till it's so broke down we can't fix it with any amount of whiskey and lipstick. How much is ever too much? Is there a limit to falling out of love? Tell me, how many times can a heart break till it's too late, too late? How many times when I hear your name, I gonna end up driving up your driveway just to see if you wanna start it all up again? How many songs on the radio gonna take me right back down to that Florida coast, hiding out in that blue stripe cabana there on the sand? Tell me, how many times can a heart break? How many more goodbyes can it take till it's so broke down we can't fix it with any amount of whiskey and lipstick? How much is ever too much? Is there a limit to falling out of love? Tell me, how many times can a heart break till it's too late, too late? Too late, too late. Oh. For falling back in, or is this time it? How many times can a heart break? How many more goodbyes can it take till it's so broke down we can't fix it with any amount of whiskey? How much is ever too much? Is there a limit to falling out of love? Tell me, how many times can a heart break? Till it's too late, too late.
We also put out a Spanish version of this song, so we'll get that to you guys as well. Ready?
Como sanar un corazón roto? Como pedir perdón por todo hasta que no pueda? Respirar más sin solución y sin palabras. ¿Cuánto es demasiado? Este amor no ha terminado. Dime, how many times can a heart break? Till it's too late, too late.
Woo! Beautiful, beautiful. Cat and Alex, and how many times can a heart break with a little Spanish at the end so that the grandparents can understand?
Yes. Yeah. They don't. A lot of them actually. My grandfather barely speaks any English.
Mine as well.
Yeah. So.
But you guys have recorded songs in Spanish, even though you grew up, you spoke Spanish growing up. I guess up until about the first grade or second grade or whatever it was. So, and then all of a sudden you stopped, and so now you've gone back to your roots.
Oh yeah. I mean, for you. Oh, we got power. Just wanted to let you know we got power. Cat and Alex in the middle of a power outage.
There it is.
Got some power.
Power's back, restored.
First.
Yeah, so, I mean, at least for me, so we both, I know we both were born speaking Spanish.
Yes.
First language right out the gate. And then I moved to northwestern Georgia, a town called Powder Springs, with my family. And there was no Spanish speaking there. So when I started preschool and into kindergarten, first grade, it was all English. At home, it was a little bit of Spanish. My parents tried to keep it alive, but wanted me to learn English to speak to my peers. So it was a lot of English. So my Spanish kind of got suppressed a little bit, but still there. I still speak Spanish, but for her.
And then for me, so I was speaking Spanish my whole life. And then I started going to first grade, and they introduced me to English. And then I've just kept the Spanish alive my whole life, living in Miami and having my grandparents that they teach me a little more Spanish and I teach them a little bit of English. So,
yeah. Oh, that's a good deal. That's a good exchange. Now, you, Kat, you're Cuban and Alex, you're Puerto Rican. So how does the heritages come together when you have a big family party?
I feel like both of our ethnicities are so similar.
Yes. Rowdy.
Tequila.
Tequila. Poquito.
Yes.
For the holidays, it's
the food's great and the parties are very loud.
Oh, that's right.
Now, you had mentioned a little while ago that, you know, that the song you wrote was about, you know, breaking up and how many times and, you know, and so did you co-write that together? And when you write a song that talks about your past, is there, I mean, do you guys find yourselves getting jealous? I mean, you're hearing about his past, he's hearing about your past. And
yeah, you know? No, actually, you know, it's funny because that song was written by Robin Collins and Jordan Reynolds. And we rewrote the choruses for the Spanish version. So when we wrote that together, I mean, there was this whole different dynamic really from Heartbreak.
Yeah. And I feel like, with every song that we write, I feel like we get into characters of different people and different perspectives. So it's not necessarily about our past, but we kind of still make it feel like it happened to us.
Yeah. I mean, there definitely is that life experience that comes into it because we both have had life and spirit experiences with like heartbreak and loss. But as far as like jealousy, I mean, all good in the neighborhood over here. Yeah. It's just,
that's wonderful.
Get people to connect with the music. So they can.
That's great. That's great that you can do this. Cause I mean, it's an added dimension of pressure too. When not only you work together, you live together, you know, you don't get a break, you know, you're going to tour together when this all ends and you're just going to, you know, probably have a shared dressing room.
But, I feel like we wouldn't have it any other way though. I get to work with my best friend day in and out, and it's the best. I feel like that's the best thing a girl can ask for.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Now, what is it that led you to American Idol? How did you decide that was the path you wanted to go on?
Oh my gosh, I feel like it chose us.
Yeah, it really chose us. And it's the weirdest thing. So Kat got a call one day that someone wanted to cast her for the show. She had some things she was trying to work on that she wasn't sure if she could actually make the time for it. So she passed the baton to me. And I was like, sure, I'll do it. I mean, I wanted to pursue music just as much as her. And, you know, at that time, we were writing music together and doing these covers. And I was like, I'll do it. So I got on the show. They casted me for it on the back end. There's about a few weeks left before they close the Zoom call auditions. And I said, hey, you know, that thing that you were working on, why don't you come out with me? I mean, it's really not moving. Let's go together.
And I'm not going to lie. I was a little hesitant because I was like, I don't know if I want to do that, but I jumped on and we sang together on one of the things and they were like, yes, we're going to fly you guys straight to the front. Like we're going to fly you guys straight to wherever you guys want to go. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to perform straight for the judges. And since then, I feel like Idol just chose us. That's my answer.
It really, yes. I mean, really, just straight up.
Right. That's great. Katy Perry is such a pleasure. You know, she's so honest and refreshing. What was the best advice you got as contestants on that show, and from who did you get it?
Oh my gosh.
My answer is always, can I tell my answer first?
Yeah, go.
Okay. My answer is when Luke was like, if y'all were a real life duo, what would you call yourselves? Because really, I mean, it put us in a different mentality because we were just doing this for the love of music only and not really like, hey, let's be a duo. Like, we're like, hey, if you win or you keep going forward, I'm gonna support you and vice versa. But then when he said that, it was like, wait a second.
Yeah, I feel like it opened our eyes to a whole new thing that we didn't even consider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's sweet. I mean, you know, and Kat, did you get any particular, I mean, did Katie resonate, you know, as a female artist in any way?
I just feel like she told me, she was like, what was it that she said about my voice? She was like, you sound like Lauren Daigle or something like that.
Oh, and she said Dua Lipa. Dua Lipa. Yeah, yeah.
And Dua Lipa is like one of my favorites. She's so talented and so beautiful. But I feel like the one that really resonated with me was the one that Luke said, because I feel like that changed our perspective completely. And if it wasn't for that comment, I feel like Kat and Alex wouldn't be who we are today.
Mm-hmm. So thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Luke Brian, if you ever watch this.
So, I mean, has it always been country music? Because, you know, American Idol, they've got you singing, you know, Disney songs and all kinds of different kinds of songs. So has it been country music for both of you your whole music career?
For me, I first started delving into the Latin spectrum, and then when I met Alex and I started singing and going really back to my roots of my grandfather being a Cuban cowboy, I was just like, you know what, country music has always been right in front of me, and I feel like that's always what I was meant to do.
Yeah. For me, I've always loved alternative rock, country music, grew up on it. So, yeah, it's definitely always been country music for me, and if we would have sung Disney songs, it would have been the country version of of these songs. So Little Mermaid and country.
Now you, Kat, grew up on a farm. You just mentioned, you know, with the cows and the horses and all that. And grandpa was a cowboy, a real cowboy. I mean, is Alex a cowboy? Does grandpa say, yeah, this is a cowboy? Is he?
You know what? Since the first, my grandfather has never liked any of my past relationships, but when he met Alex, he was like, that's a real man. He loved Alex. I guess they bonded over the cowboy thing. But yeah, he thinks you're a real cowboy, and he loves you, so.
Did you wear chaps and spurs when you first met Grandpa?
I should have, right? No.
You should have come riding in, you know, hey, Grandpa.
I had my hat, and you know, actually, funny story, so her grandfather has a pair of, like, 25, 30-year-old boots that he showed me a picture that he wore when he had jet black hair and
In his youth, and
he's wearing these boots, and he goes, what size are you? I told him my shoe size, and he goes, Luke Bryan did this to a contestant on, I don't know.
I saw him give a pair of boots to me.
He literally pulled a Luke Bryan. He comes out of the room with these boots, and he goes, try those on. And I put them on. I'm like, they fit. And he goes, well, they're yours now.
Wow.
This is the day I met him, and I still wear those boots to this day.
He loves them. That's your favorite.
Did you get married in the boots?
I did not. I did not get married in the boots. I will have to shout out Dustin Bowen over at Lucchese in Nashville for that. They got some boots. But I still, like I said, I rock those boots. I wore them on Idol, actually. I wore those, mm-hmm. those cowboy boots that he gave me.
Would you guys do another song for us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
So, do you want to do Heartbreak Tour?
Oh, sure. Yeah, let's do it.
So, we just released our new song, Heartbreak Tour, and that's another one that me and Alex wrote together mm-hmm. when we first started dating and we first tried to figure out how this whole Kat and Alex thing was going to become about. And it's a song about how our lives would have looked like if we didn't choose music together and mm-hmm. we would have gone our separate ways.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever I think about it, it wrenches my heart.
And I cry most of the time, so I perform this. Hopefully I don't cry today, though.
All right.
Pulling all night.
energize with flowers at your door. If I could turn this thing around and go back to the love we found, maybe then I could feel a little more.
Wow. Very nice. Go ahead. Seal it with a kiss. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come on. Come on. Seal it with a kiss. Okay. There we go. That was nice. That was very lovely. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And you guys make a great couple. I mean, you sound great and you just look, you compliment each other. You just look so great together. And what a voice. I mean, were you classically trained? I mean, wow.
No.
Really? No classical training?
No classical training.
I still can't believe that myself.
But my mom, I remember at a young age, she took me to a vocal coach, but it wasn't, she was more helping me with like different songs, not so much like training. Mm. But I've always looked up to like Adele and Whitney Houston. So I feel like I kind of emulated them in a way. And I put that into my music and my sound.
Is there a plan for an album or an EP? I know you've been releasing singles. And based on the response, I mean, you guys got to be pretty pleased with 20 million streams. And I mean, that's a big number. And so what's the plan?
Yeah, game plan is definitely to release, whether it's an EP or an album. We haven't decided just yet, but we have A&R meetings on a regular basis. We are building up a list of songs that we have co-written, written ourselves, and outside songs from other amazing songwriters in town. So we're putting it together. We will tell a story, whether it's an EP or an album, but we're very excited to be releasing that. And
tossing around any titles for the EP album?
Oh man.
Heartbreak Tour?
Heartbreak Tour is, you know, when we wrote that song, it not only got us through a time that was like, hey, do we want to pursue music together full time or should we go back to our normal lives? You know, I was in law enforcement. She was thinking of going to school, but it was also this idea. I was like, well, you know, what would be a really awesome, like album title / tour title, Heartbreak Tour. And it would tell our story of what life would be like if, you know what, if we decided to separate right now and not do music and just do the normal grind that we're used to, this is what life might actually look like for us. So,
but thank God we stuck through it and now we're here.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, my gosh, it's what a story. What a story. And, you know, as you said, you were a policeman before, which is kind of impressive, you know. I mean, that's especially, you know, unfortunately, with all the news about policemen nowadays, there's a lot of focus on law enforcement. But, you know, I don't think our world could exist without law enforcement. You know, I mean, look at the chaos January 6th in D.C. So, I mean, you know, it's great that you guys are together. Do you have a name for your fans? Have you thought about what you want to call your fans?
We called them family. So it's a mix on family and fans because we don't like to just say fans, you know, like they're more than that. If it wasn't for them streaming, sharing, and just loving on us,
we wouldn't get to do everything that we get to do, and we wouldn't be living our dream.
And Hispanics, you know, when you go over to a Latino's house or a Hispanic family for like a holiday or a party, you are treated like family.
Oh,
so
yeah. Food, beverages, mm-hmm. all of that. Hugs.
I actually just thought of something. So you might be the first one to have this information.
All right.
Familia. Instead of familia, familia.
That's so cool.
That could be cool.
I like that. All right. It's a first. We've got an exclusive.
Cat
and Alex exclusive. And so for the benefit of the listeners, Cat Luna and Alex Garita.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. And the plans for the future, this thing's going to lift in the next few months. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you're going to be out on the road. If, you know, we got one more song coming up, but people want to check you out. What's your website where people can go and find out a tour schedule and, you know, get your music?
Yeah, catandalex.com. We've got tour dates on there. We've got all kinds. Anytime that there's a new update, whether it's merch or music or any kind of tours or shows, it's all going to be on catandalex.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at catandalex and on TikTok. We're doing a lot of really cool stuff on TikTok at catandalex as well.
Well, hopefully you will tour the internationally, the world, and because we are broadcasting to 100 countries right now, and many, many millions of people are meeting Cat and Alex for the first time. So hopefully you'll get a chance to go out to Asia and the Middle East and Latin America and perform in Spanish. You know, that would be wonderful.
That's a dream.
So one more song. What are you going to do for us?
Do you want to do I Want It All?
Yeah,
so we wrote this song. It was with, his name is AJ Pruis.
You got my lipstick on his
lipstick
nose.
And it's called I Want It All, and it's basically just saying, like, I want to be everything and more, you know, like, I want to be your Friday night, your Sunday morning, your blue skies and your storms. So,
I want to be through, like, everything in that relationship, the good, the bad,
mm-hmm. the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I want to be there. Cool. Yeah. Ready? So this is I Want It All.
Yeah.
You give your heart in pieces, and it's hard to find when someone's lost your trust. Take your time, I know these things can take some time, but have your heart will never be enough. No, I want your Friday nights and Sunday mornings. All blue skies and won't stop storming. I miss you texts and drunk phone calls. Oh, I want it, I want it, I want it all. I know your head, I know your heart's been broke, but I can love you like you've never known. That God, you gotta let it fall, 'cause I want it, I want it, I want it all. God, you gotta let it fall, 'cause I want it, I want it.
Yes, that's great. I love it. I love it. Kat and Alex sounding great. I love it. Now, promise me one thing. When you're in D.C. and life returns to normal, you will come to our studios and we can do this in the studio. Have you on then?
Promise. Promise. That's a triple
by
promise.
Then, you'll probably have the album out and, you know, who knows, you'll be on the Heartbreak Tour at that time.
Yes. We'll play as many songs as you want. You let us know. We're going to hang. So.
Absolutely. Thank you. What a pleasure to meet you both. You guys look great together. I can tell how happy you are and how much love you have together, and that's wonderful. Spread that love around and spread your music around, and congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so, so much. We really appreciate you.
Kat and Alex joining us today. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Thanks for watching.